friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! Today we have two very special guests. I'm so excited. It's the first time we've ever had a duo.
True.
I don't know what camera to look at because I can't stop staring at all
of them.
This
is our main camera.
I know, that's fine.
Okay.
And I'm so excited because we have the one and only Good Children.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Thank you for having us.
We're obsessed with both of you.
No, I'm obsessed with both of you too. So I feel like we're gonna have a lot of laughs today.
Yeah, we're quadruplets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't you guys see the difference?
We're all 23-year-old girls.
Yeah.
We're all 23-year-old teenage girls. So figure that out.
At the end of the day, really, if you think about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we are in the Big Apple.
Woo!
Here we are.
I know.
I feel like you're always here.
Yeah. True.
It always feels like I'm
we
here.
Really are.
Every other week, I'm like, there they are. There they are.
Have you been to Quality Italian?
Yeah, we went yesterday.
We went last night. We went last night, and I was nearly hospitalized after my experience.
Why?
Well, first of all, one thing you should know about me is I'm a lactose intolerant girl.
Yeah.
Well, same.
Lactose beats my ass, bitch. So, that being said, I've been to Quality Italian many times.
Yeah.
Never been hurt by dairy. Last night, they put something on the with the little breads that they give out, and the bread is fire.
Yeah.
And she's like, and this is how I heard it. She goes, it's this and
burrata.
Burrata. That's what I thought she said. And I said, ooh, I love burrata. And I'm putting it on, like, but it's like a schmear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Oh, it's like a stracciatella.
It's like creamy.
Well, then I'm thinking.
Because it's not burrata. That's the
Well, that's the spoiler.
Because the burrata, you're slicing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and hard. So then when I heard
but
burrata.
This is a spread.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a spread, but it's burrata. Okay. And I ate it and I'm like, and mind you, like, I'm talking about it as if it's burrata. I'm like, I love burrata with like tomatoes. And I'm talking to the table. Everyone's there. And they're all like, okay. Like listening to me and they're not really saying anything.
I did not hear you say burrata one time.
I know. Right to spare to spare everyone the details, I was fighting for my life last night and this morning.
You don't have
carried
to spare
over.
Details. Yeah, I'm willing to talk about it.
Well, you know, like I've talked about it on Twitter.
We talk about diarrhea a lot.
Oh yes. Well,
yeah.
Same.
I've talked about lactose beating my literal ass, like beating me within an inch of my life. I've talked about that. It does.
We get like fully undressed.
Yeah.
We talked about getting fully undressed.
Socks off.
Socks off. Socks off.
Yeah, literally.
You know when like I literally describe it as like when it's so bad you can't even look at your phone.
Oh yeah.
You can't even look at your phone.
Your head is smacking
yeah,
the wall.
You're just like yeah. Oh my god.
Smacking the wall.
And like
embarrassing.
The construction
well, because the thing what I'm learning
my
from
bedroom,
you is
I share the wall with the bathroom.
I can't even pee in a urinal. Like I have like stage fright. So like knowing that other people can hear me do anything makes me sick.
Sure.
Sicker to my
sicker,
stomach.
Yeah.
But the thing about you is what I'm gathering is that you do have self-control, because if I was to go to Quality Italian knowing I have IBS and lactose intolerant, I still would get the fettuccine Alfredo. So it's
oh, 100%.
Like, I'll see you later.
Well, that's the thing is I thought I put all the stops in place where I was like, I'm fine.
Sure.
I even switched out my regular pasta. I'm like, is there any way you could do not a vodka sauce? Because like I still pay the price a little bit. I pay the piper just a little on that
of
one.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It's fine. As soon as we leave the table, I'm like, something's brewing.
No. Yes.
A storm is coming,
storm
honey.
A storm is coming. You're like, guys, I'll be right out.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, no,
wait outside.
But if I'm not right out, you know what's happening.
Yeah, like as soon as the elevator comes, I'm like, all right, bye, guys. See ya. Good night. And we go to my room and I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom in there for an hour. Come out and I'm like, okay, hopefully that's over. That's the worst of it. It wasn't. She visited me multiple times that night.
Stop.
Just my stomach, it literally feels like I'm like someone's stabbing me in the stomach with a knife, because that's just how lactose intolerant I am.
Yeah.
And then this morning I'm like in pain. I'm like hunched over while I'm in glam because I had other work stuff this morning. And then when I'm done and I'm talking to her. And she's like, what do you think it was? Like, do you think maybe it was food poisoning? I'm like, I don't know. And I was like, I mean, it could have been like that burrata that we had with the bread. And she goes, burrata? And I go, yeah. She goes, when did we have that? And I'm like, with the bread. And she goes, girl, that was ricotta.
Yeah.
And then I go, huh?
Well, they don't put honey on burrata.
Well, then I go, well, that's why I didn't eat a lot. I ate enough of it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
That's
clearly.
Enough, yeah.
But I didn't eat enough of it. And if I had, I would have had to cancel all my work obligations.
Of course.
I would have been hospitalized probably.
Ricotta.
Easily.
Girl, and I said, this is not just like whipped heavy
no.
cream or something.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Heavy cream specifically is my op. Like if she ever manifests into a person,
Yeah,
we're fighting,
beating up.
We're you and me are jumping her.
Like, like the YouTuber fights, but it's you versus.
Yeah, me. I don't want to box Jake Paul. I want to box Ricotta. Ricotta
for free. Whole milk ricotta, not like skim. No.
I was like, when she told me it was ricotta, I was like, I thought she said burrata, and she goes, it was a spread.
And
I'm like,
I don't know. But he's like, do you want to get two for the table? She was like, yeah. And I couldn't like, tell what she said.
And then I saw that spread, and I was like, okay, I mean, work. I don't know how Italians be doing it. Okay. It's not my culture. How am I supposed to know?
Well, we say ricotta.
Ricotta.
Which is, you wouldn't have tripped that up. If she was to come to the table and say, this is ricotta.
Satan, but like, yeah. You know, all the same, I guess. But other than that, New York trip's been great.
Okay, yeah, good.
So far so good. I was fighting for my life this morning, but it's okay. She's recovered.
Well, if you need to stop recording at any point and just go shit your brains out, please, by all means.
Okay, don't worry. I'll let you know, girl.
Okay, please.
Yeah, safe space.
So you guys live here in New York.
We do.
And like born and raised, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like give everyone the lore for those of them who are uncultured and don't know about good children. How y'all know each other.
Me and Andrew met at a Hard Rock Hotel pool in Orlando, Florida at 4 years old.
Oh my. As you do.
Yes, you do.
Of course. It was one of those typical, you know, those pool friends you make. Yeah. It was a meet cute. However, we ultimately then discovered we lived like 4 minutes away from each other.
That's crazy.
Joe was going to part-time preschool and I was going to full-time. So we weren't in the same class, but same preschool.
Yeah.
What are the odds? Did you guys meet in Florida?
Yeah. We met in Florida. That's we were like twirling in the pool.
And then Andrew's like, gay. Andrew's family. Later on in that trip, Andrew's family raided my family's cabana at the Hard Rock Hotel, and it
the
was
food.
One Don't of worry. The first memories, one of the first like traumatic memories I ever have is like walking in and being like, "Where's our Sprite? Like, what happened
being
to
robbed
the bananas?
By Andrew's family.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree."
It was the mozzarella.
We took the fruit basket. What do you want to say? Because they just needed a little something. Yeah.
Listen,
vitamin.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
They don't offer guys... it if you don't want me to have some.
Exactly.
I don't think it was offered.
Oh,
I just can't imagine a world where my parents would just like come into your cabana and start taking all of
this. They're like, is this not telling them? He said it was fine. Yeah. He's literally fine and friends with his with him.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, we've been best friends ever since. We hang out every single day. Now we live together. We do the pod together.
When did you guys start the pod?
It was just our year and a half anniversary this past weekend. Shoot. Yeah, so
time
year and a half
flies.
Ago. Time
Six
flies.
6 months ago is when it started technically. Yeah. Is what I like to say, you know, we're brand new.
Yeah, we keep saying it's just been 6 weeks until someone buys it on that, and they're like, "No, you're old."
I've seen it for a while. Yeah,
I feel like even how Dace and I discovered you were your guys's. I mean, other than the pod, was your guys's home videos. You have quite
so
a few
funny,
together.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys love
really,
a home video.
I always had a flip video camera in my hand.
We had a flip
times.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, I really kind of want to bring back the flip. Yeah, I have bought a few on eBay, and they break within a day. Now I feel like the hardware was not meant to sustain more than a year, which is so unfortunate.
I mean, the USB stick being built into it is pretty nutty.
And you plug it in and then your computer's loud. It's like,
and
it's
then
an
I
engine.
Would get them and the USB would snap right off my computer. Like, it happened a lot. It was a problem in my house. But me and Andrew would record like every single time we hung out. We just like did skits like you guys did. Like, fully just kind of like got to work, got into drag.
Got it done.
And what the fuck were y'all doing?
Exactly. Joe was directing. I was showing up. He's like, today we're recording Farmville Moms. I'm like, I'm literally ready. He's like, stand there, smile. I'm like, this is my big break.
And we look back at videos now and you can like tell that I'm actually holding Andrew hostage in all of them. Where like he looks so nervous and so sick, and I would just start rolling and not tell him what we were doing.
No.
It was like improv. Yeah. I was gonna say one of my favorite ones is you're like, do you think I wanna be this talented at the guitar? I wanna be a stagehand. And he's like, why do you have to be so good?
People really thought that was serious.
Yeah,
too.
That so I did too, but that was the one.
You're like, you're so mean and you're
like,
so jealous.
I'm a terrible person.
And you're all, well, first of all, thank you. That means I'm a great actor.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
From a young age. Yeah.
It was Disney Channel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it
we
had
like,
to be.
Hannah Montana, I've always wanted to be like living a
the
double life.
Yeah,
the best
yeah.
of both worlds.
The best of both worlds, in fact.
Here we are, living the best of both worlds, I guess.
I guess you could say.
I guess. She was a podcaster.
Speaking of Disney Channel, Jason and I quote your guys' one of your newest promos. Halloween.
From last year.
Oh, from last
Halloween
year. Your Halloween episode.
Marnie, gay. Dylan,
yeah.
Gay.
Yeah. Damn. We go. Calabar, gay.
Yeah. The mom, gay. The grandma,
gay. The mom, gay.
The damn skeleton. Benny, gay. Yeah.
Yeah. When you guys were like, that is the gayest movie
it's true.
In the history of Disney Channel.
I've learned one thing is that if you just get on the internet and call something gay, it'll get 3 million views. Like, it's so easy, but you have to open yourself up to their response.
Yeah.
People are attacking you.
The funniest part about that is, first of all, you're right. And second of all, is that was one of Dayson's favorite Disney Channel movies. Gay.
Yeah, no, it adds up.
It adds up.
Halloween
just like
the queer experience.
Yeah.
Truly. And you know what's funny is in our Halloween episodes, we were talking about like old costumes and stuff. And we were saying how Dayson was a witch like literally every year for
like different
9
versions,
years.
Like a purple witch, a red witch,
a spider witch, a bat witch,
Spiderella.
Yeah. The one with the gold and black. Yeah. And she had a big cunt collar.
Yes. Of
course. Yeah. And a
and
big
then
bell
a black
sleeve
lip to really pull it off the vampy look, really. Yeah.
She was always a witch, and she's like, "Well, that's because I'm gay."
Yeah.
And
I feel like every gay kid was either a witch or Maleficent. I feel like,
and isn't like
she
a
witch?
Same.
It isn't she
a
witch
too? Yeah.
She is technically a witch, so.
Maleficent. We should be Maleficent next year.
You're both Maleficent.
Please.
You know what's funny too is when we talk about costumes and stuff on Two Idiot Girls, like. Or and we talk about anything that was like Dayson's like gay awakening. They never forget that shit.
No,
they remember
throw it in every face every single day.
Yeah, yeah, like we talk about how Lemonade Mouth was like your gay awakening, and they never, they have not forgotten that. They continue to.
I get tagged in Hayley Kiyoko's TikToks all the time. Like she's been in a relationship for a long time.
Or Lemonade
sorry,
Mouth TikToks.
Please
stop.
You're bullying me. Recently watched the final scene from Lemonade Mouth and actually was moved to tears. I was like, I forgot it
when they overcome.
When what they overcome, and then they're like at a soul. Out stadium, and you're like, these kids made it.
They started from detention, and look at them now.
Yeah,
I was so floored. I was like, this was the moment for me. Like,
that was your inspiration.
That was the like first time I saw myself on stage.
Represented.
And when you're on stage, you're gonna think about
here comes the breakthrough. Here comes
when I saw her 100-year-old cat, and he goes, "Wow, that cat is old." I felt represented. And then she's like, "My dad's in prison." Huh? What does that have to do with your 100-year-old?
Like came out of nowhere.
Literally nowhere. We talk about "She's So Gone." The song so
it's
much.
So good.
It's so good.
And I'm sick of it being snubbed by the Grammys.
If
I'm being honest,
when they did the Power Rangers movie,
oh yeah,
and they were like, "Oh, the Penguins need." Is it Naomi Scott?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, from Lemonade Mouth." Of course. You guys know her from that. You're not cultured. That's why.
Well, it's just like the main girl. Remember the movie Starstruck?
Yes.
Of course.
That one's
the main
so
girl
good.
In that movie, she was in a spinoff of The Vampire Diaries, which is like called The Originals.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And when people were like, "Oh, she's so pretty, she's such a good actress," I'm like, and no one remembers Starstruck.
And we're not talking.
And you're all allegedly fans.
Sure.
That's one of my favorite, like that's one of the Two Idiot Girls fandom's favorite impressions that I do is of her when she gives that moving press conference. At the end when she's talking about like how the paparazzi keeps harassing him, she's like, "You guys don't care about anyone." She goes, "It's so isolating. You don't care who you hurt. Friends? Family?"
Privacy?
Privacy? You don't care at all. And then they're like, "Damn, she has a point."
And she didn't win
the
any awards.
I don't
know.
Yeah. She's like, "Friends? Privacy?"
Wait, that's my streaming tonight. It's
watch
have
it.
To.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
No, oh, girl.
That one's a good one.
I think
one.
I've seen it.
That's such a fanfic.
Sterling Knight. I almost said Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us.
I
have something to confess about Sterling Knight.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
In particular.
Remember Sunny with a Chance? That was fun.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Chad Dillon Cooper, of course. After I watched Sunny with a Chance, one of the first sex like dreams I ever had was about Sterling Knight. I'm not proud of it. And when I say sex, I just mean like, it was very like PG kind of like sexual,
like a peck, like,
it was time,
like it was getting there.
He took his time. He was
like,
sweet.
I'm like, oh, it's like sexual fantasies. It's like him being nice to me.
You're like, whoa, that did something.
It's men respecting me.
Because you're 14.
Yeah, it's Chad Dillon. I remember we were on like a date at Disneyland. That was like one of my first like
I love that.
Like sex dreams I ever had was about him, and I remember waking up being like, okay, I don't know how I feel about that. I have a lot of mixed feelings
about
that.
The date at Disneyland, though, that's romance.
Yeah.
Listen.
That's fan fiction.
That was the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Starstruck was literally what we dreamed about happening to us.
Yeah, with One Direction every day of my life.
Yep.
With Liam Payne.
That was her thing.
Right.
Who was your thing?
My bias was I was a hairy girl.
Okay. Still a hairy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
I would say I'd say I chose correctly.
Yes.
I'm
one
of the only ones to survive, I think. Listen.
The others were the weakest link. Goodbye.
What's that Liam Payne one that I love? The meme of him.
Strip That Down.
No, one too. Like the little choreographed dance that he does. No, it's like he was filming.
I can't remember.
He was like singing a song. Fuck, it's gonna bug me. But I kept reposting it for a while because it just made me laugh so hard. And I was like, he's like singing a song. Oh my God, it's gonna kill me. I'll remember it towards the end.
Okay.
And I'll bring it up. But
remember when he did a Christmas song with Dixie D'Amelio?
I
don't even know that.
I didn't know that.
That would be my number one song.
I'm gonna find it.
In your Spotify raps. Yes.
What was the song? Be Happy.
Sometimes I don't want to be happy.
And you know what? That's so true.
No, yeah, I was like, why was I screaming? I was like walking around like, she's got a point.
Yeah.
Like, literally on something.
Yeah.
Peak COVID.
She's just like me.
Yeah. Not to transition harshly, but we did all agree prior to filming that we were going to run the New York City Marathon.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, she'll do it now. So in her episode that came out this week, I asked her and she said, absolutely not.
And I saw you post about it.
Yeah.
I said, no, you're more than welcome to join us.
Okay. Yeah. Now she wants to do it.
I'm looking at that.
Whatever.
Well, after I saw all the videos and they made me very emotional, I was like, maybe I will do it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to take it seriously.
But you kind of can't beat the attention you get from it.
And you know what?
Listen.
If that's what
and I'm going to get attention.
Yeah.
One thing about me.
Sure. Going to get it. And like the people that like wrote their name like very big.
This is a weird thing you've been saying to me.
Because I was watching, I was there, and I saw them run past, and I'd be like, get it, Ray, get it, Drew. And they're like, thank you. And I can only imagine that would keep me going.
That would sustain me.
Get right off that road. I would go home. If a stranger started screaming my name like that.
That would kind of scare me a little bit,
but I would love the attention at the same time.
It's like, if you willingly put your name on your shirt, then you know people are going to say something about you.
That's true. That's true.
Like, duh.
I want all, if everyone I know and love, and even those who I don't know personally, but love me, are not with personalized signs along the road, what is even for?
Right.
I'm not finishing the course.
And I'm thinking, you will need to station friends and family, I think, every half mile.
Yes.
I have to.
Everyone needs to keep moving as I'm moving. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're all running the marathon. Yeah.
Everyone's stressed on the subway. Like, we have to get to Central Park.
I get to where they said they were going to be all unbelievable. No one's here. Yeah. I'm mad.
And then I'll stand there and I'll wait for them to show up.
Sure.
And then I'll continue the marathon after that.
But I think that as long as we can, like, commit to having fun. That's
yes.
all. That's. People are like trying to run sub
I'm not
three,
doing,
sub four.
No.
Like,
what is
we're
it
going subway.
What does that even mean?
Sub three. Like, you
like
want to run a
3 hour
marathon. Yeah, under 3 hours.
Marathon. Can you imagine?
I couldn't even run a 3 hour mile.
No, I agree. It would take us a few
bored.
Days.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to sit down.
That's it. Because we're gonna jog, we're gonna run, we're gonna walk.
Yeah. I want to be there for vibes.
Yeah.
I want to laugh the whole time. Yeah.
I want to laugh. I want to giggle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to drink all the free cups of Gatorade.
What if I only did it for the Gatorade?
Reason to do it.
That rush of getting the cup of
Gatorade. Yeah, I spent hundreds of dollars just to get the Gatorade and the T-shirt.
Fundraise and
the medal.
It's a fun opportunity to wear a cute outfit as well, which I think is really important.
That's what I'm saying.
And posing. Yeah.
The pictures are worth it.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. I think otherwise I would never be doing this in my entire life.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm like, it's all about the attention, really.
Yeah, because I'm going to definitely, I'm like someone who already experiences like snapping hip syndrome.
External
snapping hip. So I'll need a double hip replacement by the end of it, but worth it.
All the attention is so
but
worth it.
Yeah.
100%.
Of like, thank you guys.
My boyfriend went through a running phase, like, I want to say earlier this year, where he was like running all the time. I was like, okay, you think you're better than me or not?
I'm so weird.
And I remember him being like, oh, I kind of want to run a marathon. I'm like, do you? You want to run a marathon? Congrats.
Yeah.
I don't. And he was like, you don't want to run a marathon? I was like, I want to pay to exercise.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You leave this room, you're like, I'm running the marathon.
Yeah, I was like,
literally running.
Well, even when I was telling him about it, even before we talked about it, I was like, those videos look so cute. And he's like, I know. I was like, maybe we should do it. That would be fun.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, he's like, yeah, we can, and we could start running together. I was like, I don't want to train. I just want to go for fun.
Yeah.
I want to bring vibes.
You're not training. You're just showing up, and 26.2 miles just happens.
Casually.
Like,
yeah.
I just do a like a tight five. Like I just I'm doing a routine. I have a, I have a mic. I'm workshopping jokes.
Be the best possible option.
Listen, yeah. I'm just every stop I'm stopping to tell jokes and get it. And I put out a tip jar.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Not required, but appreciated.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
That's my kind of my plan.
That's
as
actually perfect.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, everyone loves a good laugh while they're running.
Yeah.
And if you, I'll hold the camera for you if you want.
you'll be backpedaling.
I'll run backwards.
Yes, got to capture content too at the same time. Make
and
it
then
extra
we're security,
worth it.
Like making sure he doesn't fall down.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
We're getting people to interview. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, even we brought up the marathon on the episode because we were talking about undie runs. Like, did you guys have undie runs at your college campuses?
No.
What college did you guys go to?
I went to Loyola University, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
It's a very small
I've heard of Loyola.
Yeah.
There's a Loyola Marymount, I think, in California.
Yeah. There's a few.
Yeah.
A Jesuit.
Mm-hmm. I went to Hofstra on Long Island. Okay. I like, don't really consider myself having gone to college because I went 2 days a week and then graduated early.
Look at you, smarty pants.
I was a commuter. It was a kind of dark life. It was really
That's
dark.
How my boyfriend went to college, too. He's a commuter.
Yeah, it was not really a college experience. It's I have not no the same. Idea what an undie run is.
Oh, girl. Explain the lore.
Is it like streaking?
It's kind like a form of that. Okay. So my understanding of it was like it would happen at the end of like finals week.
Yeah.
And then that's you celebrating the end of finals is to run with people you don't know in your like your underwear.
Well, first off, you're supposed to start fully clothed.
I would think you'd show both clothes you don't care about.
And shed
stripping as we go.
Yeah. As you run.
Or they're like, okay, we're starting at like the marathon. Then you, instead of running the marathon, you take off all your.
We should do that.
We treat it like an undie run.
Yeah.
That's like think New York City Marathon, but at the end you're all drunk and you're in your underwear.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, perfect.
And then we're getting arrested.
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a West Coast thing.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like when we talk to people, they're like, I don't know what.
Well,
that
did
is.
You go to? You went to bigger schools.
Yeah, she went to the University of Oregon.
Okay.
And I went to the University of Hawaii.
Okay.
So we both had one, but I feel like it's also a Greek row thing. Like, I feel like if you had a big
sorority
frat,
then they'll do that, yeah.
Were you both partaking in it?
No.
I feel like I would be mortified to take my clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you, if someone said, Andrew, do you want to do it, you would never say no.
You're kind of attention.
People pleasing.
Even
I was
like,
in like student government, so I was like, if
at your college?
Of course.
Okay. Did you pass a lot of like important policies?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
The assembly
Did you win
really
a position of power?
Down. I mean, I was an assemblyman, so I eventually quit to join a cappella, but that's a whole different story. I was like,
Andrew's high school
gay.
Story.
Yeah.
Gay. There was a lot of things happening in college.
And they were all gay.
And didn't you also have to quit lacrosse to pursue acapella?
I did. And that one really, like, ripped the heart out of my parents because they thought, like, for some reason I was playing club, like, I was going to go professional for lacrosse, which is not a thing. But
that's their
dream,
not yours.
It was their dream.
Exactly.
Troy Bolton. Exactly. And
Dad,
I was like,
just want
to
sing.
And you know what my mom said? And I love my mom, but she was like, I called her and I was like, Mom, I'm auditioning for acapella. And she goes, that's so sweet. You have a great personality. They can teach you how to sing.
Okay.
Because she didn't know. She read me down for filth because I was somebody who I would only sing in the shower. And then.
Like you're Bolton. You,
and
you're
then
like,
you
don't
opened
know.
That voice.
And then the rest is history.
Yeah, there you go.
Solo.
And she ate her words.
She ate her words when I was singing Man in the Mirror.
Glee anyways. Style.
Yeah. The Glee one is so good.
The Kiki Palmer.
Joyful Noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's that's something.
You really got me onto that one. Yeah. I watched it a lot. In Dark Times. And it's like so auto-tuned. It's insane. It's so good.
But it doesn't even matter about the auto-tune. It's the passion and emotion she brings to everything she does.
Yeah.
What's one of the most iconic auto-tuned like riffs in a movie? In a silly ass movie?
Well, silly changes my answer.
It's like, it's not supposed to be silly.
Dark tone to the film?
Yeah.
Raise Your Voice.
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's one of the best.
When she stands up, she's like,
In the beginning, the first 2.5 seconds, that's her. Last 15, don't know who that is. No. That's definitely not her.
It's so good.
That is
even in
so
the Lizzie McGuire movie, like when she's singing at the very end, multiple women are singing for her.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely not her.
Her is a chorus. She's an acapella group.
She is.
She played tracks in the background before she went on stage.
Dude, that episode we did with Billy, that was one of the, when I made that joke about, turn down. On the mic, and I was like, where's that from? And nobody knew. And then I was like, it's from the Lizzie McGuire movie. You know when she does that horrible Italian accent as her own twin?
Yes.
And then she's like, turn down Isabella's mic. And then he's like, what? And she goes, turn down the mic. What accent is that? Not Italian. Don't know what that is.
The way they just gave her a brown wig and they're like, get over it.
She's Italian now.
Yeah.
But she like kind of looked different.
She
looked
different. Yeah, that's cool.
She
yeah.
was, I was in it. Yeah. We loved that movie.
Yeah, of course.
That was the big one.
That was us. The ones we like kept renting over and over again. From
well, Passport to Paris is one of our favorite movies. Yes.
Any so travel, good. I feel like anytime you saw a different city on screen.
Yeah, oh my like God. What a Girl Wants. Yes.
Ooh, What a Girl Wants is a great so one. Good. Oh, that's so good.
I just love when they do the fashion show. There's always like one
There's
scene.
There's always a fashion show.
Like a makeover, that's yeah. the best part.
And the Lizzie McGuire movie. Yeah. How can you forget that glow?
The igloo, yeah.
The igloo is what gets me
Dude, and even in Passport to Paris, they did one too, and they go on the shopping spree with the model.
They have a bunch of Prada bags. And like, I don't even know what that is.
Bunch of
I'm
hats.
Obsessed.
You feel like trying obsessed. Different hats. Yeah. I love to try hats on in Paris. Yeah.
I was like, it's just like a thing I do.
Yeah. I was like, when They're we went to Paris, like I didn't try on hats. I did experience racism, but I didn't try on a hat.
Yeah, no hats.
No hats no at all. Hats. Can you believe it? Not one hat.
Gotta go back.
The whole time. Can you believe that?
Not one hat. I even, we went to the gym there. I was just telling my mom this. We went to the gym in Paris. I've never seen a more like, you know, those old timey pictures of like circus guys and they have those singlets on and they pick up dumbbells like and it's two big balls.
Yeah.
That's what their gym looked like.
You're kidding.
What I believe the Ringling Brothers Circus is based on.
It's like Toontown when you walk
through. Yeah, it's all like, it's literally Toontown. It's all like cartoony way. It's like none of it's real. And the ceilings were like this high. So we were like walking. My hair was like getting frizzy because it was going like this on the ceiling.
Yeah, that's
And they all fit? Were they like 5'5"?
Yeah, everyone was either 100 years old or they were like 5'2".
Where, what gym were you going to?
In Paris, France. I couldn't even tell you. I had to climb that. 6 flights of stairs to get in there. First of all, well,
that's the
workout.
Gym.
Yeah.
That's
the
workout.
Warm up. That's the warm
I go,
up.
You had to go down 3 flights of stairs, up one more, up a spiral staircase into the gym.
No.
Was it just someone?
That's
like
our
living
marathon training. That's our marathon training.
See, I don't need to train for the marathon because really I went to Paris.
I even catacombs.
I ended up in the catacombs for whatever reason. And I was like, there was a lot of dead bodies so down there, too. I don't
skulls.
Know.
I don't know. It was weird.
Kind of weird. Kind of dusty down there.
Do you want to be a bonehead?
And I remember when we were there, everyone, they stare a lot in Paris.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean.
I've never been.
Yeah, same.
Really? But you guys have been, you went to Europe, though.
Yes, we have.
We went to the UK.
We went to the UK. We've been, we went to Italy.
Ooh, okay. How was that?
You guys are going to go again, right?
We're going to go again, Italy was amazing.
It was nice. Truly life changing. It was based on the Lizzie McGuire movie. Like, that's why we went. And then, oh my God, we go to Italy. We're going to Rome. So we're like, of course, we're gonna like go to the Trevi Fountain where they filmed Lizzie McGuire.
Yes. Obviously. You know, like, did you wear a blue pinstripe button down and a Tiffany's necklace?
I wish.
Right.
We did shoot the shot for shot scene, of course.
Got
for no
to.
Reason. But. I see someone post that they're staying at the hotel from the Lizzie McGuire movie. And I'm like, Andrew, book it. We don't think twice. We book it immediately.
Oh my
Without
God.
Looking into On it, spot. We book it. We walk in. Andrew goes, oh my God, nothing has changed at all. Like, it looks just like the movie. I'm a little bit perplexed. I'm like, this doesn't look like, I feel like they renovated it. Like, I know what the movie looked like. This is a massive hotel. Yeah. Like, it's not the same, but it's the hotel from the movie.
Yeah.
They also have really gorgeous rooms in that movie.
Okay, good to know.
Oh, in the movie.
In the movie.
In the movie.
We step into our room. It is the bed. It's like smaller than a twin bed.
They're together.
Together.
They're pushed
and I'm like,
together.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
We're sharing that for it. And then I think at some point we did like 1 degree of research. Like we did 1 Google search and we learned.
Because we were looking for the elevator. You know the
the iconic elevator.
She's like, we got in that elevator
with the little like creaky door.
Yeah. The 2 doors. It's like a double door.
Yeah. We go in that elevator. It is. Andrew actually has a panic attack. And I've never seen you this nervous.
Yeah.
And it was within 1 second of just closing the elevator door. It's like I'm recording it. We're like, oh my God. And Andrew just looks at me and he goes, get me out.
Because it didn't seem safe.
No, they none of them are. No. I the way that I was like, this Pee Wee Herman ass like electricity grid. I don't know why are your elevators on pulley systems?
Yeah, like not.
Why is there a little rat down there going like this?
Yeah, it's like you're in a cage. Like I'm seeing through it. I'm like, I don't want to see that. Close me in.
When we went to our place in our apartment in Paris, it was like, it was like one little, like one door that goes to like a cobblestone thing, another door, an elevator, another door, then the apartment. So,
why?
And it's like, we were on the 4th floor, which was like the top floor. 2 billion flights of stairs. And we're like, hey, no, I'm not climbing the stairs, not with all my bags.
Yeah.
And they were like, be careful how many people you put in that elevator because it cannot handle that much weight. And we're like, no. Okay. And we all have two bags. There's like, how many of us?
Five
of us. Nope. And so what we started doing was we sent the lightest person up first, which is Alex.
Alex is
and
the
we talked about Alex
one.
On the pod. We're like, yeah. She's the smallest, you go up first. And we put like two bags in there with her.
And then we
close
the
we close it. Go up. And then we started putting all the suitcases in there and just closing the thing and it would go up.
And then she would yell out the window, okay, send up the next round.
Or she would text us next and then we would put more luggage in there and send it up. And I remember after we got everything up and we were just coming to and from the apartment. One time we got in, there was four of us, just not Alex. I think Alex was the only one on in there. Oh, no, it was you, me, and Billy.
Yeah, the heaviest people on the trip.
The heaviest people on the trip, easily. We get in, and I'm like, how much weight? Because it made this awful, offensive sound.
Billy said, you guys go, and I'll take the stairs.
Yeah, and I was like, no, we'll be fine. And we get in, and it goes like, super
and
loud.
And step in, and like dips a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I go, what is the weight limit say on it? And it said like.
And the doors are closed, and it's going.
Yeah, and it's literally like 180 pounds. I said, we're way heavier than that. Like, all of us together.
Oh, I need to chop my legs off, and then I can go in this elevator.
I was like, oh my God. And Billy is like, I told you guys to let me take the stairs. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be mad at you because you got in the elevator. You listened to me, so I'm going to be mad at
no,
you
this is your fault.
If something
yeah,
happens.
Crazy.
I think even their like charger system, I was like, nothing made me more like America, like than when I was over there trying to charge my phone.
Because
I'm like, why do I have 16 things I have to piece together to plug into the wall to charge my
it's
phone?
Like solving like National Treasure.
You have to unlock it.
Yeah.
Literally, a Rubik's Cube in order to like.
Exactly.
Even Dayson was trying to. What were you
I was
trying to
like, straighten my hair? So
yeah.
I used like I plugged it into. They had like an adapter in the
Did
bathroom.
It, like, blow up?
And I was like, it's not working. And then Alex was like, oh, and she unplugs it and puts it in a different one. And she goes, oh, you put it in the shaver one. I'm like, there's just one for that.
Shaver?
What the hell? That's
too much.
Too much.
I'm like, how could you possibly consider yourself a Western power and that's what I have to do?
No.
How is that possible? No air,
no
nothing
air.
But stairs.
And listen, like, I know this is, but what's the deal with the ice? Because I like a cold water.
Yes.
And also at the same exact time, like, I've never been more dehydrated than I'm like, okay, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, that's not normal. Like, I'm getting the smallest bottles of water. And then you go to dinner
and
they're like, do you want water?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I want water. And then it's like, they're coming out in the bottles and I'm paying $10, 10 euros. I'm like, tap? Anyways.
And then
did you
ask
the bus system? Like in London?
We
I don't know how
the
different
train
it
was.
In London, yes.
Yes. Right?
Okay, so in Paris, it's like, you either get on the train in half a second or it's going to behead you. Like,
or
it's
will.
Taking
it
off.
Is. I'm
like,
not
you know
surprised.
The train here, like, you can stop it, like, because they have cameras that'll tell you, like, someone's literally their arms stuck outside of it.
Of course.
They have, like, the doors to the train and then doors outside of it.
Yes.
That's, like, a gate.
Yeah,
it was, like, the tube has.
We watched, like, a girl get separated from her mom because her mom was like, we're getting on this train. And then their arms were just, like, the daughter was like, ah! And then someone pulled her out because the other doors are going to literally kill her.
Yeah.
And the mom just took off without her.
And then the girl was going, it's okay, it's okay. Like, the French lady was going, like, you see her at the next stop. You see her at the... She's, like, 9.
I was like,
I'm not surprised they came up with the guillotine because they probably modeled it after the train door. Because the way it will be, like... It slams hard. Like, it does... And, like, one guy, it slammed on him so hard, it, like... He was like, ugh, like it bounced off both shoulders.
It teaches you a lesson.
Yeah, and it like kind of knocked his glasses off a little, and he looked like he was like he got on. He was like, that shit looked like it hurt.
We watched like three people get like almost killed by that thing, and I told Alex, "I'm like, can we just walk? I don't want to be
no.
I'm just so embarrassed."
The last time we took the train, we were like, okay, because we let three go by because we were so scared, and everyone's like packed in there tight, and I'm like, okay, if this next one comes and we can't fit in, we'll just walk. Yeah, we're gonna get a car.
Yeah.
And then when it came and it opened, we're like, go. We're like holding each other and pushing in as hard as we can.
Horrifying.
It was a 5-second window.
Yeah.
Girl, not even. It's like 2.5 max.
Like,
and
I had the subway when I lived here for 5 months. I had the subway door closed on me one time, and it still makes me so embarrassed when
it's
I think about
so
it.
But it always open. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know, but it's still, it's like that
you.
Pride.
And you're kind of like, why is it still opening? The people are coming, they're shoving their arms, their legs.
That's different. I was like walking in and it closed on my head, and I was so embarrassed.
No.
Like, if that I was halfway on and it hit my leg, I'd be like, oh, whatever.
You should be embarrassed.
If that happened to me, I would be too.
We were talking about the New York train system. We were talking about how, like, sometimes when there's people on there, you can't pay attention to them.
No.
Like,
yeah.
If they're acting a little cuckoo,
mm-hmm.
you're like, that's just your journey, girl. Happy for you. Not going to look at you.
Like, when I moved here, I could not believe how many people have conversations on their phone on speakerphone. It's about the most personal things. They're talking out loud.
Always doctor appointments. Always doctor appointments.
They're like, no, it's still itchy. It's still itchy. Yeah. I tried the cream. It's not working. I'm all.
And then they're like, well, did you try? They're like, yeah, I did. I tried everything. It's too much.
They're talking insurance. They're talking
Social security numbers. Yes.
Watching videos out loud.
Out loud.
It boggles.
At like
my
top
mind.
Volume. On the train, too. I'm like, that's crazy.
I'm like, come on. Put
Get
that
headphones.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling, because obviously, like, our collective manager, Phil, he lives in, well, not New York, Jersey City, but still, he's a New Yorker. Yes. And I was telling him about this funny ass TikTok I saw where someone, it's like clearly a tourist, like they're just trying to take the train. They're trying to mind their business. Yeah. And there's someone on there, don't know what they're doing, but they are putting on a show. But they start like scaring him. So they start going like, ah. And then the guy is just like terrified. He's like, please, please. I'm sorry, please. And nobody else is helping. And everybody's just looking at their
phones.
Well,
you know, when that starts happening, they move to the other side of the train.
Yeah.
No, they don't help. They're like, he's got it. It's fine.
And then someone was like, that's what happens when you make eye contact
with
those people.
You can't look at them. Yeah.
Like they lock onto you.
The effect is so real.
Although every single time they do like dance on the subway, like on the rails,
with the tricks and stuff,
it is very impressive.
It is, but I'm watching it like out of the corner of my eye. I don't want to make eye contact because then they'll have their little cup,
or like have my headphones in, but like nothing's playing.
Yeah,
yes.
That one was pretty good. I'm like watching out of the corner.
I'm mouthing something.
He killed that one. Yeah,
I saw another video where this girl is like. Everybody told me when I first moved here that something's going to happen to me that's going to teach me that I need to mind my own business, right? And she's like, and one time I saw this old lady and she looked like she was struggling. Or no, it was an old man. And he looked like he was struggling to get on the train. And I'm like, hey, do you need help? And he's like, yeah, you could show me your tits. And she goes, and that's when I learned I need to mind my own business. So I never spoke to anyone ever again on the train.
Yeah. You learn quick. New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Yeah. They say that, and then I go, I don't know, is it?
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
It's really questionable.
When the marathon's happening, sure, I'll give you that.
That's yeah.
Specifically us
city.
Running the marathon.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, we run
we
that
run
city.
That city.
We are the rats that run that
exactly.
city.
Truly.
Okay, so we're talking about
we did college horror stories.
Horror stories.
Do you guys have any that you want to share?
I'm like, speaking of rats that
or
run
funny
the city.
Stories. They don't have to be horror.
I can come up with a lot for Andrew, for sure.
I'm like... Beat him to
you
me.
You just told me one insane one recently. Well, there was one insane one that's not for that. What was what happened when you tried to jumped off the top bunk?
Oh. Well, listen. So the thing about me is that in high school I didn't really drink. Like I drank like maybe once or twice. My mom, it got to a point where senior year my mom was like, you maybe should like drink a little bit. Like, so when
Get
you go to college,
to...
like you don't black like, out.
You're not
I feel fucking
you.
I'm like, mom, stop her embarrassing me. She's like packing me like one beer. Like everyone's going to the woods for senior week, whatever. So college, I'm like, I'm a binge drinker. I'm taking like secret shots in the corner guy. So I'm like,
secret shots.
It's like Uber's here. I'm like, give me 2 minutes.
What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what are you?
A Leo.
A Leo. Okay.
So it's Halloween. Mm-hmm. I'm dressed as Prince George, which that was a
That
choice,
makes total sense. Yeah,
which was, yeah, it was normal at the time.
Is Prince George the baby?
Yeah. So I was in an adult onesie. So
okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Someone could classify that as whatever. But anyways, I'm taking secret shots in the corner. It gets to a point where I'm now sobbing. Because once you cross a certain threshold, I'm crying. I'm crying about, like, I don't want to die. I don't want any of my friends to die. It's, like, getting dark. And then all of a sudden, I climb up. No, this is, like, not even funny. I climb up in the top bunk. Like anything was going to happen. There's a chair right underneath me. And my friends are like, Andrew, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to do it. They're like, do what? And then I jump off of the top bunk and stick the landing. And they're like... Okay.
They're like, wow.
Wow.
Like they
were
a baby.
Like I was like I'm trying to prove a point. There was like these straight guys in the room like, that guy's crazy. I'm in a onesie with a crown with a like binky jumping off the top bunk.
You're like okay,
Spider-Man.
Crazy
person. Yeah. But yeah, that's like one of the many. I will also say I'm gonna let you share yours, but I do maybe the
single one, so keep going.
The New Year's Eve story, because that was college.
God. Yeah, because it doesn't have to be college; it could just be early adulthood.
I have a really bad New Year's Eve story.
Okay, you want
to? Out of college. Hers is crazy, but yeah, you tell yours. First, yeah.
Oh no, it's yours.
It's mine, but I want you. Do you have one?
No, literally, I'm saying please.
Do you want to go New Year's Eve story for New Year's Eve story?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you start first.
Okay, so
do you want me to tell it?
No, I could tell it.
I know, but I feel like your version of it and mine are different.
Well, so I'll tell my version.
Okay, yeah, you go. Yeah.
And
I'll chime
tell
in.
My version of what yours
exactly.
was.
And then when you tell yours, I'll
and you tell his her version of
then,
my version.
Then you're gonna spark notes it for everybody.
Yeah. There you go. So I think it was my first New Year's Eve after I graduated from college. So Drusilla's senior.
Okay. Yeah.
So she came home to our hometown, and she was like, "Oh, well, a bunch of my friends that we went to high school with are having a party," mm-hmm. and I was
multiple
like,
parties.
Yeah, and I was like, "I don't want to go to that." And so I still went because she told me to.
I was like, "It'll be fun. Like, it's gonna be so much fun. We're gonna go." And like, one of my friends from college was staying with us at the time, so
and she wanted to go out. And where we live or lived at the time, like, isn't like there isn't like nightlife.
Yeah.
Like, and that was my prime hope. Phase. Like, I was like, I was She's going like, out. Drunk, like, that was my
college
phase.
Was hope phase.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And so I went, and when I go out like that, I always black out, which is what happened because I drink way too much. Yeah. I'm like, that'll make me feel better.
Because she's like nervous going. About being out. Yeah.
So basically, we ended up like the last party was like, how far from our house?
This is the part where she gets fuzzy, right? Wait, but like,
yeah. She said, but I'll tell you, clock struck midnight that I, because when I want to go home, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
Whether I'm drunk or sober, it's time to go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she said, once it hit midnight that I went up to her and I was like,
it's
time to go home.
At 12:01, she's going, it's time to go. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, mind
Happy
you, we had
New
been
Year.
To two parties at that point. Yeah. The party we were at was my good friend, and she had a big house. Yeah. So this is like her parents have a whole bunch of money. So there's lots of free alcohol and there's lots of people there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, what do you mean go home? Like, I'm confused. And she's like, it's like literally time to go home. And I was like, it's not, girl, relax, relax. And like her partner at the time was there. And
we're both blacked out.
Yeah, they're both, which I didn't know, mind you. I thought that they were just feeling good, like drunk, because I was drunk.
When you're drunk, are you like the caretaker?
Always, yeah. That's me being a Virgo. Yeah, like I just like, no matter how drunk I am, I'm still taking care of everyone.
Yeah.
And at that point, that was like my peak tolerance, so I could drink a whole bunch and still be coherent enough to like talk. And so she's telling me, it's time to go home. And I was like, you're going to be fine. Like, you're going to be fine. We're going to have fun. And her partner comes and she's like, oh, I'll take her outside. We'll get a drink. I'm like, okay, great. She leaves. She's gone for maybe 8 minutes. I get a call.
No.
So my phone starts ringing. It's her. And so I'm like, because she's like 10 feet from me. And so I answer. I'm like, hello? It's her partner. And she's going, have you seen Dayson?
No.
And I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, what do you mean, have I seen her? And she goes, have you seen her? And I'm like, you just left with her. What do you mean you haven't seen her? I go and I find her partner. Well, I can't find her. And this girl's house was like on a big hill, and she had like a big long driveway that went steep down into a big neighborhood down to the main street. Uh-huh. So it was like a journey to get to the house. I go all the way down that hill to the neighborhood, and that's where I find her partner, and she can't find her, and she has both phones. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I combed the whole house, couldn't find her. Then I'm like not having fun anymore. Like, I'm just panicked. I'm terrified. My friend's with me. And I'm like, I run down that entire street. I go all the way to the main street, and she's nowhere to be. I can't find this bitch.
In 8 minutes.
Yeah, and girl, I'm
you
not
ran the marathon
kidding.
In 8 minutes.
So maybe I have been.
So maybe
for
she
this
can be.
Life.
Yeah. The way I churned my back and then churned, and this is, she's gone. Like, she's disappeared. She's vanished into thin air.
It's time to go home.
And so then I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm panicking. I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And so then a cop just is like randomly like driving because it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And he pulls over and he's talking to me. He's like, are you the drunk girl that I got a call about? And then I go, no, but what was she wearing? Because I think it might be my sister. And then he goes, I don't know what she's wearing. Like, he's just being so unhelpful and rude to me. And I'm like, okay, well, can you please help me find her? Because I don't know where she is. And he's like, yeah. And he like pulls off and he's gone. And during this entire exchange, like when he leaves, I'm screaming at her partner. I'm lighting her the fuck up. I'm like, I can't believe you lost her. How could you do that? You told me you would watch her. Like, I was just like lighting her up, and I didn't even really care. That was the meanest I've ever been to her, and I don't regret it for a second, especially now. Like, fuck her. But even then, like, the cop's gone for like 10, 15 minutes, comes back with another cop car. This bitch is in one of them. She, as soon as she gets out of the car, she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what? And I said, and when she comes up to me, I'm like, get over there. And I start talking to the cops. Turns out what she did was as soon as she walked outside, like walked away from me, went outside, she took off running, like full sprint running, ran down the driveway, down the neighborhood, down to the main street, took off down the street. She's running. Like,
but I remember, like, because I was blacked out. So I have like flashes of like stumbling, and I think someone pulled over because I'm like,
well, yeah, she's running. She's literally, I'm not kidding, she was trying to go home. Like, she's literally trying to make it home on foot. And then halfway through her run, she's not even really that far. She's like half a mile down the road. Well, she ran pretty far.
But someone pulled over and tried to help me. And then I was kind of like a little, what I could call sober at the time. And I was like, don't touch me. Because I think it was a man. Yeah. I was like, she kept, no. Oh,
no, then she kept running. And then I kept running. And she crossed the street. Yeah. And then she got tired.
And then I laid
and
down.
And she laid down and went to sleep.
Like flat on my back. Like, so she then went... I wake up because I hear all these like car doors slamming behind me. And I sat up like a zombie, like sat up. And there's six cops standing around me. And then I was
what did I do? She laid down to take a nap because she was tired. So she's like, I'm going to nap. And then when I wake up, I'll finish going home.
Yeah.
She laid down and a couple like saw her. Down? Yeah, they saw her lay down. They tried to help her and she was like, get off me. And then they were like, okay. So they called the cops and they were like, I think there's a drunk girl. I think she needs help. And then they just brought her back to me. Like,
no, you waking up and going, what did I do?
Yeah, yeah, she got up. She was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, get behind me. And then I had to talk to the cops.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
They were like, so mean.
They were so mean.
Like, I didn't do anything. Right. I'm like, you know how many people you've been picking up all night? Yeah. Like, I'm
They're just
anything.
Mad they're working on New Year's. But like, not my tax dollars paid for it. So
literally.
Like, it's fine.
And even then, when I talked to them, they were like, get out of here before we arrest you. I'm like, for what?
Yeah, like for
and
what?
And he's like, for public intoxication. I'm all, you don't know she's intoxicated. Maybe she just got tired.
Yeah.
Out of my face.
And I'm throwing up.
You're throwing up. You're like, she has IBS.
She had ricotta. She had a lot of ricotta.
She had ricotta at Quality Italian. You don't understand how that feels. The way I immediately sobered up and I was acting like her lawyer. I'm all, technically speaking, you can't arrest her because
you're like.
And then I put her in an Uber and I was like, we're going home. Yeah. And then I took them all home and then I put her and her partner to bed. Like, I took both of their shoes off and I put them in bed.
God.
And she kept going, I'm really sorry. And I was all, go to sleep. And I just closed the door. And I was like so pissed off
and
for
next
her.
Next morning, you're like, hey.
I remember the next morning, I have it somewhere. I need to look for it. We went to get brunch at like
our parents,
at a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they had a mariachi band, which is great when you're hungover. We love that.
Oh, God.
And they were playing right behind her. I took a video of her because she was like, she just looks so ill.
The loudest thing ever.
Yeah. And she was like going, yeah. Had a good time though.
Oh my God. It is like, it is jarring, like New Year's Eve and like having an experience like that and then always remembering it every single New Year's Eve.
Especially
because I'm like, I'm not going to drink.
Yeah. Anymore. I know what part of the street it was. Like, I just see it and I go, that's the scene of the crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
My family calls it when she turned into a White Walker.
Yeah.
White
Walker.
Because
she got
the fact
home.
That you were sprinting. Like downhill, making turns. To the like I can just like picture it, like
and, like super athletic.
You know what's so funny too is she was going the right way, so she really was navigating home. I don't know how on faith
like
alone,
North just a dream, star really. Shit.
Just a dream and a wine cooler that was taking her home.
It's time to go home.
My God.
Some cheap vodka and a mission that was driving her home.
Like pure drive and determination. Really.
Yeah. That's what college is for, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. My story. I was a freshman in college.
It's not that dissimilar.
It's not that dissimilar.
Really?
Actually, at all.
Okay.
I was a freshman, and my friend Jackie was having a party, and I was like,
"It's nothing alike. It's just—it's
actually
it's
no.
Me now. It's,
yeah,
it's, I'm like, it's almost rude to say that.
Like, yeah, I'm like, it's actually the same exact thing.
No,
it couldn't be any. Yeah. So she's having a party. I'm like, okay, great. It's gonna be pretty chill. She's like, her brother's throwing it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are gonna be there though.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, like how crazy can this get? I'm at a point again in my life where I'm like. Binge drinking if I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So
drinking.
So there it was a culmination of things. I was drinking fireball shots, but chasing the fireball. Why was I chasing fireball shots? Chasing the fireball shots with beer. Yeah. Mind you, at the time, I'm gluten free. I've actually done everything.
The worst.
Like, my doctor once was like, maybe you should lay off gluten. I'm like, okay, so I stuck with it. And
that
like,
was the worst time of my life. When Andrew was gluten free. It was hell.
I made it because I, you know, when like, someone's gluten free, and they make it everyone else's business too.
It gives you attention though. You're
just like the marathon.
We're just
like
a marathon. Yeah. Same food.
Again, you're at a friend's house, and like they're like the mom's making breakfast, and you're like, oh no, I can't have the toast. I'm so sorry. I'm gluten free. I have my own toast in a Ziploc bag.
It has 100 holes in it. It tastes awful.
It's like, like a rock. But anyways, so we're at this party. She was like, halfway through this party, we're going to go to my friend from high school's party. It's like catered. There's going to be catered food. So I'm like, oh, amazing. I'm eating tonight. That's all I would care about. So I'm drinking. I'm taking the secret shots in the corner. Although at this point, I'm probably like 7 shots in.
Sure. Okay.
We go to the friend's party. It's catered by Chipotle. Okay. So I'm like,
the friend's party is, this is now your friend?
No, this is her friend.
Okay. So you don't really know them at all.
No, I don't know them at all. So I'm like, whatever. Worse. So like, I'm there. I'm like eating Chipotle. And as we said before, I'm lactose intolerant. Chipotle sour cream.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's like, so what are they putting in that? I
want
to sip it every
more.
Second of the day.
Yeah.
I want to be sipping it through a straw. So I put
the
it on
Stanley
my
cup.
Yeah.
No, but the difference is like when they leave it to your discretion to decide how much sour cream,
imagine.
Like, can you imagine? There's just chips there and the sour cream. So I'm spoon feeding myself the damn
You're just
sour
going
cream.
In.
Yeah. Going in. Going again, down. Now beer is in my stomach. We have sour cream in my stomach. We have a full Chipotle bowl.
Fireball.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
Man.
I keep drinking. We get back to her house. It's about 10:30. Shots are being passed around.
Okay.
I'm like, tequila? Amazing. Sipping tequila.
You
sipping
know what this sour cream would go great with?
Tequila.
Yeah.
Sipping
right
champagne.
On top.
So at this point, I'm like a little bit incoherent. My friends are like, Andrew, like, I think you should stop drinking. I don't like when someone tells me what to do when I'm drunk. So I'm like, what are you? Like, absolutely not. You don't know me like that. Like, they're my best friend.
I'm literally sober.
I'm sober. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm drinking water. It's getting to about midnight. The parents are in the kitchen. There's a platter of tequila shots for when the clock strikes 12.
Yeah.
I go to reach for one. My friend Jackie smacks my hand. She goes,
and Jackie's hosting.
She's hosting.
Event.
She
Her
goes,
parents are the ones
you literally cannot have this shot. And I'm like, what do you mean it's New Year's? I'm going to have the shot. She's like, no. So she slaps my hand away. I walk away. Jackie walks away from the shots. I sneak a shot. I get the shot. Parents in the kitchen. There, mind you, there's food all over the countertop.
Okay.
Clock strikes 12 in the corner by myself.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo! Happy New Year!
No one's over there.
Take a shot.
Yeah.
It's on spot projectile all over the kitchen. All over the kitchen to a point where it's like she had like 2 islands in the kitchen, both islands.
On the food?
Joe, on the food. And the parents are there, and I'm like, I, again, good child. Like, I would be mortified if, a parent didn't like me. Like, absolutely not.
I feel that.
So now I'm like, what the fuck? My friends are like, Andrew, what did you just do? I ran out of the house.
On foot?
On foot. Started running away. Started running into the street. I'm like, I'm gonna do it. They're like, what are you gonna do? I'm like, I'm doing it.
You're all, show me the nearest bunk bed. I have to do something.
I'm in the middle of it. Running centered down the middle of the street. Like, yes, I got. My friend John Paul comes out. He grabs by the hand. He smacks me in the face. And he goes, you better perk up. Perk up.
I'm he like, said sour cream, fireball, everything all
cream,
over your body.
All over my body. What
was your intention to get hit by a car?
Yeah, I think at that moment, which is like even scarier. Again, like I.
But then you
I,
get attention and everyone attention. Will go back for you.
Yeah, everyone, like, and the car's not going to hit me. Like, it's like whatever. Yeah. But I go back up to my friend's room. They're like putting me to bed. And so she has a carpet in her room. And it was like a really nice carpet. And I had Chipotle. And
I'm not done.
I'm not done. And I wasn't done.
I'm just getting started.
And I was just getting started.
That was actually the appetizer.
Again, this really is a throw up trigger warning for so many people, but
well, it's
it just yeah. I should have prefaced with that. It happened all over the room, all over the carpet, all over her like long champ, which was like that was the thing at the time for the loyal girl. They're like my long champ, and like all over. She cared more about the long champ. And then, whatever, everybody at the party is mad at me. The brother is upset with me. Like, people are like, who the fuck is that guy? And, like, I'm literally just, like, sleeping in the corner. I wake up the next morning. It's like a fucking horror scene in there. I had to leave really early, though, because my sister was having a brunch the next morning, which obviously there's always a New Year's
Day brunch. So it is very similar.
It's always a New Year's Day brunch. And I was like sort of cleaning up. And like the thing about like my digestive, no, I can't even get into it. It was like the bowl was on the floor. You know what I mean? Yeah, like nothing was digested. I'm sorry. But anyways, I left the house. And my friends were like, Andrew, are you gonna clean up? Like, you're not gonna clean up? And I just left. My friend still talks to me to this day, though, which is really shocking.
Do you think it irreparably damaged the relationship?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Seeing that mom, like seeing her mother ever again, like I couldn't even look her straight in the face.
Yeah,
because imagine I ruined that party.
I would transfer school.
I ruined that party, and I ruined her New Year's Eve's forever.
And you ruined her long
to come. All of the ones to come.
And most importantly,
and then I did have alcohol poisoning. So, but I survived.
Didn't you go skiing?
I did go skiing. And the thing about me, that ski trip, like I was not in the place, and it got to a point where I was at the top of the mountain and I took my skis off and I slid down the entire mountain on my back.
Just like, holding your skis.
Literally, fuck this. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Do you think when you went running that it upset your stomach more? That would hurt my
stomach. Oh, yeah. No. I mean, everything was
jostling around. That's so funny. That doesn't remind me of anything remotely similar to my experience, but it does remind me of a New Year's Eve party I had. I went to, I think, like, I forget which year. I think it was, like, a junior in college, but when I was home again. And it's, like, a friend of a friend of a friend, mm-hmm. and they're having a big party. So I took one of my other friends from school. She was, like, staying with me. And I took her and, like, peak drinking. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just getting absolutely trashed. So is my friend. The thing about my friend, though, at the time, her thing was, she gets mean when she's drunk. And I don't just mean mean. I mean, like, violent. Like, she gets, like, like, she'll do or fight anything. Like, she does not give a fuck. And she's small. Like, she's so tiny. And so, as you can see, that poses a problem for me personally because I'm not small. So, like, when she wants to fight and she's, like, about that life, I have to back her up, unfortunately. So no matter how many talks I had with her and I was like, hey, girl, let's not fight. When we drink, let's have fun. And sometimes I didn't care because it was funny, and that was mostly because it was against men. So we're into this party, we're having a good time. It's about to hit midnight. Mm. You know, all the worst men in the world are like, I need someone to make out with. Mm-hmm. Why? Make out with each other if you need that badly. And so one of my buddies is like trying to convince, well, he's not my friend, but it's like my buddy's friend. He's trying to convince my friend to like kiss him at midnight. And he's like, he's constantly like, I just think you're so fine and blah, blah, blah. Like, I just think you're so bad. Like, we should, like, he's just it's getting worse by the hour. Like, you know, the more liquor
the desperation.
It's wafting off him. I can smell it. And at the same time, another guy is trying to do the same thing to me. And I'm like, get out of my face. Like, you're eye level with my nipples. Get out of my face. And so I'm like kind of laughing. I'm talking to my other friends. We're kind of laughing. And then my back is to her. We're in the kitchen, right? And my girlfriend's like, she's up against me close because there's a lot of people in there. And so I don't feel her anymore behind me. And then I'm talking to my friends this way. And then I hear a guy go, hey, calm down, man. Hey, I was just kidding. I was just messing around. I turn around. This bitch has a huge knife.
This is literally Euphoria.
Where did she get it? I don't know. I don't know where she got that knife. To this day, I still don't know. And she's going, didn't I fucking tell you that I don't want you to touch me? And she's going like, it's a big ass knife. And so I turn around and I'm like, hey, okay, all right, come on. Come here, girl. Come on over here, girl. And she looks at me. She goes, he doesn't listen. And she's like waving it.
Nonchalant.
Yeah, she's like, he doesn't listen. And I'm sick of it. And she's like waving it around. I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, I hate when people don't listen to me. Why don't you go ahead and give that to me? Yeah. Go ahead and hand that over to me, girl. I'm like doing a hostage situation. Go ahead and hand that to me. Yeah. And then I'm kind of laughing because I'm just like in shock. But that's also not the first time she's done something like that. Not necessarily a knife. But she has wielded weapons before when men wouldn't leave her alone. I find that funny personally.
Yeah.
Because they don't take it seriously unless you do something.
Until there's a knife in the mix.
And all of a sudden I'm the bad guy.
Then they're quiet.
I want to commit assault with a deadly weapon. All of a sudden I'm a bad guy. Yeah. And then she's like, he doesn't listen. I'm like, I hate when that happens. Why don't you go ahead and hand that to me? Yeah. And I'm kind of laughing and I'm like, did she tell you to leave her alone? Yeah. And he's like, this bitch is fucking crazy. Like, he's like, she's fucking crazy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, she's crazy. Go ahead and hand that to me. And I get in, like, and I hide it somewhere. And she's like, because she just doesn't care. Yeah. She's so nonchalant about it. And I was like, I mean, work, bitch.
Work.
That's funny.
Yeah, I couldn't. Good for her.
And my friends thought it was funny because they were like, damn, she was serious. And I kept telling him, I said, I'd leave her alone.
Yeah.
She's a loose cannon and I can't control her. And he didn't listen. He found out the hard way. So, two different vibes. Similar threat, though.
Never give Andrew a knife.
Never. That's worst case. Yeah.
Honestly, you projectile vomiting was you with a knife.
That was
you're wielding a different
weapon.
My weapon is my voice.
You've always weaponized your throat.
Yeah. Well, I guess when you put it that way.
Okay, let's get into some stories.
So we had some of you guys send in your college. I guess saying horror stories, but I meant funny stories. Those were both horror and funny, if you really think about it. Okay, this first one's from Kat. She said, I had to tell my roommate that she stunk. Like, I had to open the singular window in every room or in our room every day to air it out because it was so bad. I'm talking onions and boiled chicken.
I know the smell.
I'm familiar.
Yeah,
I'm like, it sounds familiar.
Anyways, it was terrible, but she listened, and then she invested in deodorant. She later on became one of my bridesmaids at my wedding, is one of the best people I know to this day.
Love wins.
I love that.
One of the best people you know, but you felt the need to send that story in, huh?
She stunk.
She stunk.
Boiled chicken.
I literally asked. She said she smelled like shit. Anyways, one of my besties, though, love her.
Love her now.
Girl.
She's
love
crazy.
You, queen.
You know what's so funny? On one of the last episode, I asked Jason this question, so I'll ask y'all the same question.
This is so important.
Would you rather have someone tell you that you have stinky breath or a stinky ass? I'll give you two different scenarios, though. One of them is a random at a party. You don't know them from Adam. They don't know you at all, but they're like, girl, your ass stinks. Or would you rather have someone who's a romantic partner, but they say it still like in a kind of a mean way? No, actually, it wasn't a romantic partner. I said a friend, and they're like, hey, friend to friend.
Your butt stinks.
Your ass stinks.
Yeah.
What would you rather?
Definitely stinky breath, because I just feel like if I had a stinky ass, a lot of things wouldn't. Well, but a lot of things wouldn't.
If.
A lot of things wouldn't happen for me.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so, I have to at least focus on one. It would be the breath.
Mm. I would also. I feel like you can solve breath faster than you can solve ass.
I just feel like it's less incriminating. Mm. Like, you got a stinky ass, girl. What else is going on?
Right.
What's up?
What else you what got going on?
What's Let's up with talk. That?
You want to go for it? You want to chat?
Yeah, like, a random at a party being like, your ass stinks. Can you imagine?
That's actually, that is really nightmare. Me to you pretty often. Something reeks.
No trigger. Yeah. He's like, why do you smell like
pastrami?
And it's like, not me. But then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Girl, I don't know. Did I ask Jason? And she was like, breath every time. Breath. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Every single time.
No, I feel like ass is so, like, that's mortifying.
It is. It's a whole nother level. Yeah. And I think breath is such a different kind of assault, too. Like, we've met some people in the past who obviously will remain nameless and probably toothless at this point with that kind of breath. But to be honest with you, we met someone. There was one person that my family, like my collective family. And it was so funny because we were driving once in the car and my mom goes, you know whose breath smells so bad? And then both my dad and my sister said the name in unison at the same time. And my mom was like, oh, how did you know I was going to say that?
Because we smelled it.
And it's literally because it's an assault. It's like, so bad. She should be put behind bars.
Lock her
and I am not kidding.
It's violent.
Get her a Listerine
It was so bad that Dayson was like, hey, how about you and I both chew a piece of gum? Would you like a piece of gum?
Yeah. Like, if I'm always offering you
gum.
Did
it work? And she's like, no, I don't do gum.
She actually heard it's bad for your teeth.
I feel like you need it, though. Let's try it.
Worse than what's already going on with your teeth? Okay.
I'd rather my breath smell.
Yeah, because sometimes breath, I'm just like, that's a different kind. Like, how do you tell someone that?
Like, one time we had an Uber driver. I think it was when we came on your guys' podcast. Uh-huh. And we were leaving, and the driver went... And so,
and then it hits
and it hit the fan, and it came all the way back. No. And I watched it hit Billy. He was sitting in front of me, and he was all like, there was like a reaction out of his body, and then it hit me all the way in the back. I was like, that was not good.
Yeah, and I've come across people with horrible breath, and I've come across people with stinky ass, and I do think ass is worse. It's just like they're both so terrible in different ways.
It's more it's not that you're expecting a stinky breath because, like, yeah. again, you do come across a lot of people, but, like, it's jarring when you smell ass on the street. You're like,
whoa. Yeah, you're like,
it'll take my breath away.
No, literally. Yeah.
We, it's
take
like,
my stinky breath dude, away.
Yeah. we went to a Halloween party recently, and Dayson was like, she went to the bathroom. And oh she came out and she goes, do not use that bathroom. This is not like a few weeks ago. She goes, do not use the downstairs bathroom. And we're like, what are you talking about? And she goes, that guy over there, he just blew it up. And I was like, how do you know it was him?
Me.
It was here.
She literally was like, I saw him come out of there. And when I went in, it was horrible.
It smelled like a public restroom. We're at someone's house.
It smelled like a beach restroom.
The beach restroom.
You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly.
I know the smell.
With like a metal toilet.
And it's like yeah. hot. And it's
yeah.
Like fermented.
Fermented.
It really is. The worst is when that happens, then you go in because you have to make an effort to make sure that you walk out and someone
sees
you.
It smelled like that before I went in, like, and I always say that.
Listen, best of luck in there.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
Someone blew it up. I was washing my hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see how fast I came out? That smell couldn't have been me.
You're rushing as fast as you possibly can. Yeah. I need them to know it's not
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the answer is collectively breath. Because ass is just another thing.
Got it.
Sometimes when you're asking when we were talking about on the show, I was like, how do you not know, girl?
How do you not know?
How do you go to the bathroom?
You can, when you sit on that toilet, the waft that comes up, you don't smell it?
You don't smell.
You don't sense that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. If I ever don't know that my ass stinks, check me to a hospital. Yeah. Something's yeah. wrong
we
with me.
We will let you know. If you get up and we're walking by and you were like, stinky ass.
Actually, don't tell me. Check me in the hospital. I'm going to run in the street and hope I get it. Yeah,
literally.
I'm doing it.
We're New Year's Eving tonight.
I yeah. honestly, like, commend people who are able to tell strangers things like that.
Yeah,
I can't.
I think that's wild.
I yeah. do too.
There are people that
I
go
think so too.
Say
yeah.
your ass stinks.
Yes. There are some people that are like, oh, I'm just honest, and I'm like, and also insane. Yeah, I would never do no. that.
Then you gotta make sure all your ducks are in a row. Like you have yes. to make sure your breath or your ass
then
isn't
you're
stink either.
Bending stinky ass. Yeah. And you're like, that's actually fucked up to say that their ass stinks yeah. because that's none of your business.
Yeah. I was like, now you're putting me in that position where I have to defend stinky asses, and that's not cool. Don't do that to me.
It's awful.
I'm just saying, she told her roommate I couldn't do that. I would just endure and then transfer yeah. to another roommate, honestly.
No, but in a living situation, I would say something.
Would you really?
I think so.
To someone you're not even really that close
well,
to?
Well, I guess not. I mean, it's different. I've only ever lived with Andrew or my family.
But he said it.
Well, it's different. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when you know each other, yeah. it's different. Right, I know. Right. I've had roommates before where I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm suffocating in here, but I'm not going to tell anyone because right. I don't want to be mean.
I know.
But I do think it's mean that you're trying to kill me. I think that's right, kind of yeah. mean.
I think it's mean you're not self-aware enough to know what's happening to your body.
Yeah. Or to me.
Yeah.
By you not caring about what happens to yours.
I can't get over boiled chicken. The boiled chicken bridesmaid.
Oh my God. If anyone described my smell as chicken. And boiled chicken specifically.
Boiled chicken.
And I've boiled chicken for my dog when he was sick.
It smells bad.
And it smells like bad. Farts and ass. Like, yeah. it's really yeah. bad. Oh, my God.
And deodorant took care of all that?
Yeah, that's
I doubt it.
What was her workout routine? Yeah, she was working
out. Let me know
out.
What the deodorant is.
I hope so.
I need the deodorant brown.
Okay. This next one's from Izzy. They said, I once got so blasted that I went to the bathroom and hallucinated that I was on a London bus. I went to uni in the north of England, so nowhere near London. And I was talking to the driver. Nobody was there for 15 minutes.
She's just talking by herself?
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
That happened to me once. It had nothing to do with any of that. No, I was not in a... It was not a London bus. But anytime I would visit Andrew, because I wasn't really a drinker at all, and yeah. I would visit Andrew, like, when he was living in Boston, like, I was... Yeah, we were all post-grad. It was, like, the first year post-graduation.
Yeah.
And I would visit Andrew, and he would take about 15 shots, because that was his tolerance, and I would match him, because I did not know how to drink, mm-hmm. so that I would black out, without fail, every single time. Andrew was, like, carrying me home.
Yeah.
Which was very sweet. It was very sweet. But I remember one time when I had blacked out and then tried marijuana for the first time in my life why yeah. not? But I add something into the mix. And then I collapsed on Andrew's bathroom floor as he had like his like 20-year-old roommates had like a house party happening and there was only one bathroom. And I woke up the next morning on the floor. So nobody, either everyone was using the bathroom as I was about
over that, around your body.
Nobody was in the bathroom for the rest of the night.
And there was like, only one, yes. right?
But I remember like fully laying there and playing, like being in a video game for the entire night. It was the scariest. And in the video game, I was losing. And it was like, you have 2 lives left. And like, I would lose again. It was like one more life. And then it was game over. And in my head, I was like, oh, this is how you die. Yeah. I was like, I'm dying. I was like, actually, like, it is a video game.
That's terrible.
That is yeah. horrifying.
And then I woke up in the morning and I was like, hey, guys.
Hey.
What's that? Let's get brunch. Let's do it.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. That video game haunts me.
That's damn. Fucking insane.
I wish it was a London bus.
Right? Yeah. At least there's give me a little something. Yeah. Give me a plot. Give me something.
Yeah. Arguing with the driver oh, for yeah. 15 minutes. I don't know if I could do that. No. But that's pretty wild.
Can you imagine if you walked in on that? I'd be like,
I would love to.
Clearly, I'm interrupting something.
Improv.
Would you rather walk in on that or it smelled like ass?
Or have someone tell you your ass smells.
Everything is compared to or you have a sticky ass. Yes.
I know, literally in that clip from our last episode.
Would you rather run a marathon or have someone tell you that your ass
smells? I was like, I'm running a marathon. Yeah. Easily, I'm running a marathon.
Every single time. I think the first time I didn't start smoking until I got out of college. Mm. And like where I went to school, everyone was a stoner because I went to school in Oregon.
Yeah.
And so I think it was like the second time I smoked was with you. And then I accidentally smoked way too much and we were watching, do you guys know Sarah Baska? The creator. She's on YouTuber. But
she's really funny.
Did a cover. It was like a folk song cover of It's Everyday Bro by Jake Paul. And it was really funny. So it was like her and her friend like running around like in fields and they had like flowers in their hair.
Yeah.
And I remember we were watching it and laughing and all of a sudden I was like, I literally can't feel my body. Like I have to go lay down right now.
Yeah, but the way that she left the room, like there's three of us there. It's just the three of us. And she just stood up and was like, I'm going to bed now, like really loud. And I was like,
I was
like,
being so normal.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, wait, you're going to bed now? And it was like 4 p.m. And she's like, yep. And she just went to her room and she just laid on her back with her eyes wide open for like probably 8 hours. Like she just laid there. And I was like, Dace, do you want to come out here? And she's like, nope. And I was like,
I'm good.
Okay. And I was like, honestly, you're kind of scaring me. So you can go in the room. That's totally fine.
Stay over there. I'm gonna make sure you're okay.
My very first time smoking weed ever was off of a dab, which is like, clearly I have a death wish. But it was with like that blowtorch glow.
Yeah.
I was doing that like a pilgrim off a bong. My friend did it. And that was after I had drank absinthe for the first time. So like I was trying to be 5150, clearly. And I remember after I was like, oh, that was a mistake. Like after I did that, I was like, uh-oh, reverse it. How do I undo it? How do I undo it? And my friends were like, you're fine. Like, just chill. You're fine. And I'm like, I'm not fine at all. And I like could not stop pacing because kept thinking about like, oh my God, I'm going to be like this forever. I'm going to be like this forever. Yeah. And I remember I was just crying because I was so terrified I was going to be high forever. And then my friend,
how long does one dab hit?
Plus absinthe.
And I remember, has anyone died from one dab hit and absinthe?
Always, yeah.
My old Google search. And I remember my friend was going, it's okay. She was like rubbing my back and she was just trying to soothe me. Like, so I could like, she's like, just close your eyes. Like if you just lay down, close your eyes, it's gonna be fine. And she kept rubbing my back. And I remember thinking like when she was rubbing my back, it felt like she was like moving my skin because I was like hallucinating too. And I was like, I love you so much, but please stop fucking touching me. I was like, if you touch me one more time, I'm gonna freak out. And then I literally had to lay down on my side with no blanket, no pillow on the hardwood floor. And that was the only way I could like get rid of it. I was just laying in the fetal position on the floor.
Scary. It's scary when you're a horrible. Little too high and you don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah, especially your first experience. With
girl. But and I mixed that with
I feel like
that.
It's like always, that's always edibles. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like I'm never going to stop being high.
I'm never going to stop.
That's when I start Googling.
I'm like, am I going to die from my brownie? I had first edible in college. I was a senior and I had, my friend was like, just have the brownie, like it's gonna be fine, you're gonna have the brownie. I'm gonna eat the entire brownie. It's a literal brownie. Like I'd make it Alamo, like I don't give a fuck. I had the brownie And then afterwards, they were like, that was 100 milligrams. I go, okay, duh, like, whatever. I've never had an edible.
Yeah.
I give it 2 hours. I'm actually shaking back and forth. And then I'm like, okay, I need to go into the room. So I go into the room. I throw myself back. My eyes are closed. All I see is, like, myself, like, falling, right? Like, in, like, oh, it was scary. Dude. I get up. I go, quiet! My friends were like, Andrew, like, what's going on? I'm now talking. No one's there. I'm talking to someone in the room. I'm like, they're being so loud. They're being so loud. I'm like, actually being possessed. I think it was possessed. My friends were like, Andrew, you need to go to sleep. Like, you need to go to sleep.
Yeah. Because that's the only way you can stop.
Is yeah, you literally sleep, yeah. go to sleep. Yeah. And I think from there, I'm like, 5 milligrams are bust. You know what I mean? Like, I can't go over 5 milligrams of an edible because I actually will be talking to somebody in the room.
Honestly, like, that happened to me the last time I was in New York.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, the last time we saw y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. The night before my weed.
I don't know what's in the weed that here? Is sold here in New York. Poison.
I'll tell you what it is. Methamphetamine.
Yeah. Yes.
Easily. Crack cocaine, probably. Yeah. Yeah. And I know from experience now. And what's crazy is, my boyfriend got edibles. Well, he had eaten one the night before, and he was like, I think the guy kind of upsold me a little bit. Like, I think the dosage is not nearly as high. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, just take half of one. And they're like little peach rings. I'm like, okay, work. So I take one half, feel nothing after like hours. He's like, I'm going to take another one. I'm like, okay, I'll just take the other half. I took the other half. Girl, when I woke up.
This is the night before we're leaving.
You know that scene in Wolf of Wall Street where he's on Quaaludes and he's like struggling to get to the stairs? Yep. That was literally me trying to get out of bed. Girl, I was Jordan Belfort in that bitch. I woke up and I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like, my vision was like a pinhole. And I was like, babe. And I was like, waking up. I was like, I think something's wrong. And he turns around. His eyes are so wide open. And my boyfriend has hooded eyes.
Yeah.
Why can I see your whole eye? I'm terrified. I saw it and I was like, oh, it goes back. I was like, he's all quiet.
Quiet.
And he was like, yeah, there was something in there. And I was like, oh. Now I'm even more scared because he's gone and I'm gone. And I tried to go to the bathroom. I'm like, walk in the bathroom. And I remember the bathroom we had in our hotel room was like, all the walls are black. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it was stressing me out even more. There's no mirror. There's only one singular light. All the walls are black. And I'm like hallucinating. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like panicking. And I can't even walk 2 steps without being like dizzy and out of breath. And I had to sit down. Like, I'm running a marathon.
Yeah.
And then I remember thinking, I'm like, if I go to TSA like this, they're going to arrest me.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, clearly I look like I'm on drugs.
That dog is gonna eat you up.
Yeah, that drug dog. He's gonna meet his quota today. And I literally panic called my mom. I'm like, something's wrong with me. And I'm like, I'm drugged. I was drugged. And she's like, by what? I'm like, well, I did take an edible, but I think it was too much.
On my own accord.
Yeah. And then my agent Alex, like, she had to call and push my flight back. But there was 4 of us, so like, her and our cousin Adam had to leave without us. And then we had to wait for a later flight. My mom was like, just close your eyes. Like, go back to sleep. Set an alarm. I'll call you in, like, 5 hours. I'm like, okay. I close my eyes, open them. 6 hours have gone by. And I'm like, and then I'm trying to, like, pack and shower. And it's just the biggest task. Like, I could not. Having to pretend to be sober in the airport. And when you're talking about Googling, I, like, went to look what I Googled when I was, like, panic high.
I'd love to know.
When I went and looked, I literally looked up, does my Amex get me into the Delta?
At least one side of your brain was so functioning. You're like, I'm trying to get
it
out of
here. I was like, I can't. I was like, I need to go into the lounge because the food is free.
Yeah.
And I can't interface with humans. Like, I interface with someone, oh my God, I can't be like, number one, please. Like, there's just no way I could do that.
Oh my God.
So I was like, does my Amex get me into the Delta Lounge? Was the last thing I Googled.
That's so good.
And it did.
Okay. Thank God.
It did. And I had to bring my boyfriend, but I was like that for over 24 hours.
That's so scary.
By the time I got home, it was 9:30 p.m. I just started feeling normal.
Mm-mm.
And I took it at 6:30 p.m. the night before.
No.
And I was like, hey, no, horrible. Hey.
Yeah, horrible.
And even to this day, I'm like, I know there was weed in there, but there was something
else. There was something else.
Well, that's, we had that experience as well.
Yeah.
I bought this really suspicious gumdrop at one point that was like
this
size,
big.
And it was pitch black. and it was an edible.
Horrifying.
And it was allegedly 500 milligrams. We're not 500 milligram people, obviously.
No, clearly.
So I would take a little tiny sliver single night, like the tiniest, cutest sliver of this thing. And without fail, every night, it would be like, oh, I would imagine that, like, my parents were, like, outside of my bedroom door screaming at each other. Oh, or, like, someone is, like, slamming on my windows every single night. And without fail, 6 p.m., time to slice.
Let me just try one more time.
I was like, maybe tonight it'll be good.
Yeah. Last time was, like, not that bad.
I tap into some trauma that's clearly from my childhood.
You know what's so crazy is I saw someone say how your brain reacts on edibles, like, especially when you take too much, is, like, your, like, psyche. It's, like, a peek inside.
For
and I'm
sure.
like, I was like,
For
I didn't need
sure.
to know that.
What's going on in my psyche?
And the worst thing, I don't want to know what's going
on. The most devious thing I did was I offered some to Andrew and to our friend Rachel. This was 2020.
Yeah.
This was, we were like fully Zooming every Friday night. That's how we were socializing.
Yeah.
I gave some to Andrew. I gave some to Rachel. I did not mention the side effects because I was like, maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
We're on this Zoom, like eating Domino's. Like it's just being normal. Everyone's fine. And then Andrew's going like, I just see him like being normal and then just twisting his head at 360 degrees like,
something, like, at 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I was like, Andrew, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, it's the baby. And like, what baby?
You guys live together? What baby?
The baby. He's like, no, it's the baby crying in the other room. And I was like, what baby's crying? Like he has like young nieces. I was a niece over. There was no one else there.
He's like, oh no, I'm home alone.
All I heard was a baby crying.
And then wasn't there dogs?
Dogs barking.
No dogs.
Now I'm like actually thinking about like my psyche. And yeah. Like, babies crying, dogs barking, and I'm possessed.
That's what.
So our friend Rachel was like, hold on, like my parents are screaming outside my bedroom door right now. And I was like,
she heard the
Rachel,
same thing.
They're not. I was like, they're not open.
Don't
your
open
door.
The door.
And she opened it. There was no one there. It actually was like, it was something that was like,
yeah,
we were playing. It was like, talk to me.
There.
It was like that movie, Talk to Me. We
were
speaking to the dead.
Yeah. It makes you wonder. It's like, what's the point?
It's like,
why do we?
I'm out.
Yeah.
No, Joe's for
out.
Real.
I tapped out.
Yeah, too much.
Too much.
Absolutely too much. Can't handle it. And I'm man enough to admit it at this point.
Can't handle it.
I was like, hey, can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you shouldn't. No. You shouldn't.
Okay, so this is the last one. Okay. This is from Sienna. She said, my freshman year, I got the balls to ask my class crush out on a date. I immediately learned that he had a lisp, which is, of course, not an issue. But on our first date, I tried to show him my Sid the Sloth impression, which he didn't realize. And then he said, are you making fun of me? It was super awkward, but we proceeded to hook up, and then I never spoke to him ever again.
Well, clearly it wasn't that awkward because you guys saw each other naked, so clearly it wasn't that awkward.
How that did you get to Sid the Sloth?
On the first date.
You both sounded so long. The Sloth.
How did Sid get brought up?
I don't know.
The way that she's like, oh, yeah, do you know this impression? And she does it, and he goes, are you making fun of me?
I would cry on spot immediately.
Why did she pick one with a lisp? She could have picked any animal from that movie. If you're talking about Ice Age, you could have done the impression of anyone.
I don't know.
She could have done a
She's
Ray
like,
Romano.
She's like, it's not as recognizable. This one's in my repertoire. That's what I have to
She's
do.
She's like, it's just a coincidence he also has a list.
Yeah.
I did not plan that.
Character actress.
Like, what was her other one? Sylvester the Cat? They're just all people with lists. She's like, I've just kind of mastered a lisp. I'm sorry. Oh, no, sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
She's doing bits at the table. That's why she's so
I do respect that part of it. She's doing an SNL audition.
So this is probably my big break.
Lauren Michaels.
Yeah. That is honestly humiliating. Yeah, that's horrifying.
Yeah. I would think about it every day of my life.
Yeah.
That haunts you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the best like stories in the sense of like people quote it to me all the time is when I was telling about that first date I went on when he bought ice cream for us.
Oh, yeah.
And we were walking.
They went to 7-Eleven on a first date.
Okay.
All right. That is what happened.
There's a lot of options.
And it was also like really late at night too, I remember, because I was like, that's why it was at 7-Eleven, because there was like only thing that was open. He also didn't have a car. Anyways, this isn't about me. So we're walking and we're eating the ice cream and we're like, you know, it's like first date shit. So you're like making small talk. So you're like eating ice cream and you're like, yeah, like, so like, how many siblings do you have? Right. Like shit like that. He's like, oh, I have two sisters. And he's like, as he's talking, first of all, he ate the ice cream like, ominous.
Also, he bought two.
He bought two and he asked me if I wanted two. And I said, no, I'm good with one. And he had two and finished both of them before I even finished my one. So. Respect. Hungry. That's okay. Hungry yeah. girl. That's okay. One was a sandwich. One was a popsicle. I remember that.
I don't like that.
Because the sandwich he ate in 3 bites, and then the popsicle he ate in 4.
We're both falling like, for him. Oh,
that's so cute. Yeah, he was like, you know, he was handsome. He was an athlete, and I was like into it. Yeah. Whatever. And so he eats the ice cream very aggressively. I'm like, okay, kind of hate that, but it's fine. And then he's bawling up the trash as he's talking to me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, so, like, how many siblings do you have? He's like, oh, I have, like, two sisters. And as he's, like, answering me, he, like, cocks his hand back so far and throws the paper hard as fuck. Like, he literally goes, ah! And, like, launches it over the fence. And for some reason, that action, I was like,
the
no.
ick, yeah.
The
just like
ick.
A choice to proudly
I just
litter.
Feel like to go out of your way to litter to that degree mm-hmm.
on a first date,
and to show you like to show you his strength, like he's like on a track team.
Well, and that's why yeah. I said like even like do you know how
javelin put? Throw?
That's why I said, do you know how hard you have to like cock your handbag to throw paper that far? Like it went far. Like it went over a like 8-foot fence.
Oh, and landed on how far that went. Anyways, I have four sisters.
Yeah. And yeah, I remember too, he had a plastic bag and he balled up the plastic bag and no. pushed it through the fence. To which I'm like, why did you have to throw the paper? But you pushed the bag to the like that felt like a choice. Like yeah. why throw
you perfectly placed
the entire place. Date I thought about that. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, I would be stuck on that.
Looking at him, I was like, I watched you throw a bombsicle. Like piece of paper.
A bomb pop.
I watched you throw it over that.
You can learn a lot about somebody when they throw paper over a fence.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Would you have been more embarrassed if he threw it and it just flew backwards like towards him?
So
yeah, like it's just like a whiffed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you rather them throw the paper over the fence or have a sticky? Yeah.
Throw the paper over the fence. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, after watching it, maybe have a stinky ass. I don't know. It was just that traumatizing. I don't know.
What if you threw it and then you smelled the stinky ass? Yeah. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. Then I'm once again, I'm reiterating, I'm running in the street and I'm getting run over by a car.
I'm doing
literally.
It.
I'm looking for the nearest bunk bed and I'm telling everyone I'm about to do it.
Clear it.
Yeah, I'm about to
clear the way. I'm about to do it.
That's the code word.
Literally. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on this episode.
What do you guys have going on? Is there anything you want to promote before we close it out?
You can tune into Good Children every Wednesday across all podcast platforms.
Period.
And we're on all social media at Good Children Pod.
Do you guys post on YouTube too?
Yes.
I think the video version is funnier of most podcasts because then you can see like facial reactions.
Yeah,
I agree. And you can watch us on Spotify too.
Oh, cute.
Love. Make sure y'all tune in to Good Children, to our faves. We absolutely adore you guys.
Thank you
so much for coming on.
We'll put your guys' their things will all be linked in the description box below because you guys have a Patreon too. We'll link that in there. They have their personal accounts.
We love Patreon.
Yeah.
We love
our Patreon. We both do collectively Two Idiot Girls and Good Children Patreon. Yeah. We love.
And we have some crossover. People are excited.
Yeah, they are.
I know. I'm very excited.
They're so fired up. I'm like, hello. Duh. Look at us. We're twins. Hello. Yeah.
Really think about it.
Yeah.
Four idiot girls.
And four good children.
Yes.
But if you enjoyed this episode, you can stream other episodes everywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can watch the video version on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Other than that, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.